William took in a deep breath and slowly blew it out.
Okay,
he said, not making eye contact with anyone as he walked in the door. Everyone else had been talking and not really noticing the unbelievably awkward situation happening at the front door. Dixie walked in front of her son, pointing at people and introducing them. William did the requisite, nice to meet you, tour, and then walked to the dining room to take a seat. Julie had set up an extra-long folding table, too, just in case they had anyone else drop by. Now she was thankful she did.
I just want to thank everyone for being here today, she said, as she stood up with her glass of sweet tea. I can't think of a better way to spend Christmas than with all the people who have helped me through this very challenging time in my life. I'm so grateful for all of you.
Everyone clinked their glasses and then started digging into the food. Dawson sat on her left, her sister on her right. She had a full view of Dixie and her son sitting at the folding table, Dixie's original seat empty at the main table.
This is awkward,
Dawson whispered in her ear.
Tell me about it. But I felt like I had to invite him in for Dixie's sake.
She plopped a scoop of mashed potatoes on her plate and passed them to her sister.
That guy's strange, Janine said. He didn't used to be. He was a cool guy. But the way he's treated Dixie is wrong, and I plan to tell him that.
Dawson, maybe you shouldn't interfere, Julie said softly.
He looked at her. She's like a mother to me. I have to say something.
Julie nodded, not wanting to upset him on Christmas. She was new to this whole dynamic, so she trusted that Dawson knew best.
Well, if one of my kids acted like that, I'd cut them off for good, Sue Ann said, having obviously been updated on the history by Janine.
Mom, you would not. We've had our fair share of tiffs over the years, and you're currently sitting at my table,
Julie said, rolling her eyes. Apology accepted, Sue Ann said, blowing a fake kiss at her daughter.
Very funny.
So what's everyone doing after we eat? Janine asked.
Doing?
I'm planning on a nice long nap and a big glass of wine.
Probably not in that order, Julie said.
I sure hope you're not drinking too much,
Sue Ann chided.
Oh, Mother,
Julie said, rolling her eyes again. She did that a lot when Sue Ann was around, although it would have gotten her a slap across the face if she had done it as a kid. Sue Ann hated eye rolling, which was a big reason Julie did it. Childish, but oh, so effective.
Well, Buddy and I are going to drive and see the Christmas lights in Charleston, and then stay a night there before driving home.
I thought you were staying here tonight, Julie said.
Sue Ann looked at Buddy and smiled.
Well, dear, I don't want to be crude, but we need a little time alone, if you get my drift.
I just threw up a little in my mouth, Janine said, putting her hand to her lips.
Oh, nonsense! Sex between a married couple is important.
Without it, you're really just roommates, Sue Ann said, slapping Buddy's leg.
He chuckled and went back to his plate of food. Julie swore the man never spoke.
Mother, honestly, let's not talk about sex at the Christmas dinner table.
Fine, Sue Ann said, taking a bite of her food.
Julie leaned over to Dawson.
Sorry about my mother, she whispered. She has no filter. It's only getting worse.
Dawson chuckled.
I'm actually enjoying it. Normally it's just me and Lucy having Christmas dinner together. This year she's with her family now that they live local again.
Well, I'm glad this year's different.
He smiled.
Me too.
I wonder how their conversation is going,
Julie said, looking over at Dixie and William. They were sitting across from each other, neither making eye contact. Dixie was picking at her food, probably too nervous to eat.
Doesn't look like much conversation is happening,
Dawson said, as he held his fork full of green beans up to his mouth. I wish I knew how to help her.
He seems like kind of a jerk,
Janine butted in. Dawson nodded.
He is now. He didn't used to be. We were pretty tight back in the day.
Back in the day?
Don't the kids still say that?
I don't think so, Janine said with a chuckle. Well, I hope Dixie gets what she needs out of this visit,
Julie said, worried about her friend.
Me too, but I think there's more to this story. I don't know why he suddenly showed up,
Dawson said. I'm not sure, but I plan to find out,